Hello, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. We are Gear Grinders. My name is Joseph Sensi, and I am here with my friend,
Juliana Paleo.
And if you wish to contact us or reach information on the radio show at all, you can visit the website wjrh.org. And call in at our phone number of 610-330-5316. Just a quick notice for our fans. We took a bit of a hiatus. There were some technical difficulties with her academia in which we had to prioritize that as opposed to doing anything else.
You mean last week?
For the past 2 weeks. We had some tests on Mondays. And
yeah,
so,
1 week, you know, school gets in the way. It happens to everybody. Another week, I was, I had to take a trip for a class for academic purposes, and I was away during our time.
You know what? And actually, what? As a matter of fact, that grinds my gears, just to start real
Why
quick.
Why is that?
Because I can't believe a teacher sets up, so you had to go to the 9/11 memorial, correct?
I did.
And so I can't believe that the teacher expects you out of nowhere, like, let's say, like, you were, like, a transfer student here. I mean, you have friends at the school, so, like, it wasn't, like, a terrible task for you. But let's say someone's, like, a little bit more of a hermit, doesn't have too many friends at the school, or just here, like,
okay, what is the point?
I'm getting to the point of, like, she expects you to be able to get to New York City and go alone on this thing.
No. There was a bus and a day. I went later on. I got pardoned, and I was allowed to go at a later date, so then I had to get myself there.
My gears have been oiled, so never mind. That doesn't grind my gears whatsoever.
His gears have been falsely ground.
Well, then, never mind. So your teacher did the right
Anyways,
thing.
Anyways, the point is that we are happy to be back in the studio here at Gear Grinders.
Yes, we are here to stay.
We're here to grind. And I have to say now, I'd like to apologize to all the listeners because I'm a little bit ill, and I will be coughing throughout this, and I am sorry.
Sometimes,
for example, thank you.
Your immune system has been grounded.
Oh my goodness, my immune system, the gears are no longer
congestion
moving.
Grinds my gears. I don't know about you. I feel like it grinds everyone's gears.
But it's grinding my gears so much that they're in a gridlock.
Do gears grid? Is that what? So gridlock is just like everything is stuck. Is that what gridlock is?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe that's the wrong term.
All right, we might be using the wrong terminology here, but that's okay.
We apologize sincerely.
Our gears are still oiled. Regardless, would you like to introduce our first topic of the debate of the talk today?
Of our discussion.
Our discussion with our listeners. Thank you for tuning in, by the way.
Let's discuss a certain breakfast ritual that some people take part in that's quite absurd. And that has to do with a little dish called cereal. Now, when you want some cereal, you know, you wake up in the morning, or maybe it's a late night snack. For me, it's usually a late night snack. I like my cereal at night. But what do? You know, it's not a big deal. You just get out a bowl. And then what?
Well,
you pour the cereal and then the milk.
Well, first of all, you have to get the right ingredients. So I am part of the correct, I would assume, position of cereal before milk.
Absolutely.
Now, does it matter what milk it is too?
Oh.
We can get to that in a bit, but like, those who pour milk before cereal. See, I pour the cereal before milk, not because it's standard, but because the cereal, when you pour the milk into the bowl, it's going to splash around, and you risk it flowing from one side of the bowl to the other and like out. So I pour it onto the cereal because it's sort of like helped absorb the impact of the milk. And it's like nice and calm when it lands.
The thing is, if you pour the milk first and then the cereal, then what do you have to do? You have to take your spoon and dunk the cereal, right? To get it to mix nicely. So you might as well just put the cereal in first because at the end of the day, you're trying to get the cereal under the milk. So if you want something to be under something else, you put it in first and then you put the next thing on top of it second. Yeah, you follow? Am I being clear, listeners? Let us know. The number to call in is 610-330-5316. So that really grinds my gears.
I agree.
And then there's another insane trend that was exposed about a year ago on the internet, of course, when I saw that people were putting ice cubes in their cereal and milk.
Just to make it cold?
I don't know. I guess to make it cold, but well, you're just watering it down.
Is it just making it skim milk? Because is skim milk just watered down milk?
Skim milk is milk, is water lying about being milk. That is a line from a classic show called Parks and Recreation. Check it out. Good show. Funny stuff. Have a gig. A short for giggle.
A goof and a gaff.
A goof and a gaff.
Sounds good. Well, yeah. I'm a 2% fan myself.
Absolutely.
2%. Susan does this well. She buys correct milk for the family.
Right. Question. Here at school, in Upper Marquee.
Right.
What do you go for?
So the thing is, at our school, for those of us who are not a part of our academia system, the way that the dining halls work is there's a milk machine and it's chocolate milk, which I'm not sure how they make the chocolate milk, by the way.
Mm, it's good, though.
Whole milk and skim milk. There's really no in between.
No.
So a 2%, I think, is somewhere in between. It's definitely less than whole milk. Whole milk is really creamy.
I think that, yeah, right.
And then skim milk's super thin and, like, more watery. Okay.
You know what I do? So the chocolate milk, it's not watered down milk at all, but there is something else in it cutting the milk. You got the chocolate in there cutting the milk down. So what I like to do sometimes, if I'm not feeling the chocolate too much, I like to mix the chocolate milk and the whole milk. Get a little bit of both. Also, because then you got the fun swirl and you can mix it up after. And so it's a good time.
That's fair enough.
But the skim milk, who even goes for that?
I do only when... So, hold on. Hear me out.
Okay.
And I want to grind your gears.
I'm a little bit ground.
Real quick. It appears we might have some technical difficulties. Apparently, it's just smooth jazz playing right now.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Is it like on air or something? Did you press on air? I feel like there's a button.
So pardon our pause. We're having some technical difficulties here in the studio. Or so we think. So our listeners may be saying. Hello, and we're back. Or so we think. Apparently, we had some listeners saying that we're coming through on the website.
But not the radio
itself. But not the radio itself. 104.9 FM is not actually reading us through. And we don't think we are still. We, assumedly, unless our witness or our reporter feeding us live was telling us, and our informant was wrong. We do not believe that we were actually on the air, according to his sources. So,
but what are you gonna
do exactly? We believe we have everything set up right. Our mics are on. We are hot. The airtime is off. Therefore, so the way it works in the studio, just for a quick rundown of those that do not know, you essentially turn on the microphones that you're utilizing on the soundboard. You make sure the volume is up to an ample amount, and then following that, you just simply turn off the airtime. The airtime is essentially the robo DJ, as I say, which plays on an auto simulation of music.
Sure.
Until someone's show starts.
Okay,
so
everyone's following.
We did all that, and apparently it's not working. So, but that's okay. No worries. We're gonna continue on forward. Mm-hmm. So we're on the topic of skim milk and milk and
skim
stuff
milk.
Like that.
So
the reason I was saying is that skim milk, I think, is useful for the sole purpose of being a substitute for the whole milk that depletes.
Yeah. I see what you're saying.
I don't drink the chocolate milk because of my nut allergy, and I'm not sure what they use. That's what I was referring to. I'm not sure how they're doing. So I don't know if they're doing a mix. I don't know if they're doing Hershey's chocolate syrup. I doubt they're using that much Hershey's chocolate syrup because I've seen them come in these giant boxes, the milk.
They come in bags. They're pre-made.
Yeah, but it's a bag in a box.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
But quick tip for all you people out there with any allergies, if you can have the Hershey's chocolate syrup, they usually have it out in the dessert section, so you can grab some whole
milk,
pour it in, mix it up, and get yourself some chocolate milk right there.
What I do is, because some people don't like it creamy, I'm not too big of a fan of the super creaminess of whole milk, especially for a whole glass. Excuse me. So what I usually do is I take a decent amount of whole milk, maybe like 2/3 of a glass, and then I fold the rest skim milk, so it balances a little bit. So it's not completely thick. It's a little bit lighter than it is, but it's not disgusting skim milk, which is water. So...
Okay.
Some people like skim milk, though. It depends on how you were brought up, I think.
I suppose.
Which one you grew up with.
Yeah, if you were brought
which
up...
Which is all preferential.
Sensical or nonsensical.
Yes, I guess you could say that.
Now, I'd like to take a few minutes. We have to just read some ads, spread a little awareness about a couple things. The first one we have is about stroke awareness. Body language can tell you all sorts of things, like someone is having a stroke. You just need to know the sudden signs. Look for fast, F, face drooping, A, arm weakness, or S, speech difficulty, then T, time. Time to call 911 immediately. Know the sudden signs. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council. Thank you.
Just one?
We also have some other ones.
There you go. Give us a double. Give us a couple.
Is this wrong? Okay. Today, nearly 17 million kids struggle with hunger. And without free school lunches, many of them will miss meals this summer. It's not summer. But even though the school year might end, free meals for your kids don't have to. If your child relies on free or reduced price school lunches, Feeding America can help provide them with food this summer. Help your kids stop worrying about food and start focusing on fun. Visit feedingamerica.org/summermeals to find your local food bank for help. Once again, that's feedingamerica.org/summermeals. Together, we're Feeding America. This message is brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And real quick, I know you just said it's not really summer, but you know what? It gosh darn feels like it.
Does
some
it?
Of these days. It's been like 71 degrees recently.
Oh my goodness, I know.
And it is what? November 5th today?
It is.
And it was what? 71 degrees like a couple days ago?
It was very warm. And I didn't go out with a jacket on.
You know what? That actually grinds my gears in the long term. Because people are saying it's La Nina, which is a reference to a winter storm.
Uh-oh.
Or the delayment of winter.
Uh-oh.
Into the point where it builds up. And it becomes a really cold, but not just cold, snowy winter.
Uh-oh.
And I hate shoveling.
So you're saying that we're getting this nice weather now, but we're going
to
get
bamboozled. We're about to pay. We're about to get bopped, bodied, and slam dunked on. It's about to be Space Jam all over.
Oh, darn.
And I'll just tell you right now, we ain't the Toon Squad. We're about to be the Squad. We're about to get slapped on by the Toon Squad, which is the snow.
We're about to be the aliens in of
space. The Monstars.
The Monstars.
Yeah.
Please excuse me.
Listen, you're hitting me right in the feels right now. It's my childhood. Regardless, actually, it's not. I actually haven't seen the full movie of Space Jam. I've seen bits and pieces. Well, you didn't even know there were the Monstars.
That grinds my gears. Okay, but at least I've seen the movie, and more than once, because we had it in the car growing up, and we had one of those little TVs that came out from the ceiling, and you know, we had that movie and Snow Dogs, and that was about it, and we probably watched each one 10 times.
I actually had Snow Dogs, too. The one with the dentist, right?
With the dentist!
It's, what's his name?
Cuba Gooding Jr.
Yep, that's him. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm glad.
New movie, I'll tell you the actor. Don't do it. I'm going to mess up now that I said it.
I won't. Okay. But just be ready.
I'm always ready.
Because I can eventually text you. And I just want to see if you're ready. Okay, I'll be ready. Do you want to move on to the next topic?
The last one?
Next topic?
Yes. Would you like to read one?
No, topic, not advertisement.
Oh.
What are you doing?
My apologies.
American Pie.
I hope I'm not grinding your gears.
American Pie.
Jason Biggs.
Jesus. A little delayed.
He's one of the guys.
It's okay.
There's all a couple more, but they were those kind of people who starred in that one movie, and that's about it.
Fair enough.
Okay. Next. Oh. Joseph, please. Have you ever had a great idea that's been swindled away?
Let me tell you what grinds my gears this year. It's been the grind of the year for me.
Why?
Like the grinding, not the grind.
Oh, this grind is the grind, number one grind of the year.
It's the top grind. It has grounded my gears to the point of, it's like sandpaper. It's been so smooth, my gears, that my gears don't even touch anymore.
Your gears don't even have those little ridges on them. They're just smooth circles.
Yes, they're just complete. They're just complete cylinders at this point. Anyway, so regardless, we have a class. Africa 101, Ideas of Africa, with our friend Clifford Campbell. He's a great professor. He's a really nice guy. And so one of the things he's focusing on this entirety of the semester is we have a final paper due. The course is very front-loaded. So he's saying, at the end, we only have our paper to worry about. However, he wants us all to get a nice head start on this paper, really get ahead on it, so that when it comes time for the actual due date, your paper is already done, or you've even submitted it maybe a couple weeks beforehand. Ooh. You could submit it at any point. He's not going to push you for it, and he's giving you the opportunity to meet with him throughout. So one of the things we talked about throughout this is sort of the westernization of Africa, in a sense, and maybe even the exploitation of it, culturally and economically. So one of the things I was going to talk about for my paper, we can write about anything you want. There's no prompt for it. It's just
So what was your idea?
My prompt that I was going to talk about was the way that Africa is portrayed to children. Hear me out.
Okay, sounds
good. Lion King. Ooh. What's the first thing you think about in Lion King?
Lions.
No. Okay, that wasn't the answer I was looking for, and you're grinding my gears even further. I was looking for the beginning scene where it's like, like the sun comes up.
That's not the first thing anyone thinks. But if anything, it's the scene where Scar drops his brother, Simba's father, into the stampede. I'm sorry if I'm spoiling this for you. If I am, like, where have you been? Okay, sorry, go on.
I don't think anyone thinks of that scene. I think it's just you.
No way.
We'll have a debate. We'll have a tally. But
please,
regardless.
Please, call in and let us know what you think of immediately when someone says The Lion King, the movie. Mm-hmm. The number to call in again is 610-330-5316.
So, regardless, going back to what I was talking about. So, I was going to talk about the way Africa is explained to children. Mm-hmm. To Jungle Book, the Kilimanjaro Safari at Disney World in the Animal Kingdom. I figured that'd be a good thing to touch upon.
Okay.
And so then you got a bunch the Lion King. I had a lot of Disney lined up because Disney is one of the stronger sources of effect on children for cartoons like that, movies and like memorable movies.
Right.
A TV show, you might forget an episode here or there, but a movie stands out.
Of course.
So I was going to talk about the way Africa is portrayed through either popular culture and possibly the media to children.
I like it.
The effects on it and how it sort of. It fosters the stereotype from an early age. Because when you're young, especially like 3 to 6 years old, you're in the development stage as a child.
It plants ideas in the mind, undertones,
It gets, as Clifford would describe, Clifford Campbell, professor, it gets in your hard drive.
Ooh.
And it's tough to remove things from your hard drive. Absolutely. What do you think? Like, when I say the King of the Jungle, what do you think about?
Lion.
Lions don't live in jungles. Newsflash, children.
What?
Wake up.
Wow.
Lions don't live in jungles. So how is the lion the king of the jungle? It really makes you think for a second.
I'm shook.
shook, shaken, and grounded.
Oh,
maybe.
Goodness.
Because the truth is, the lion is not the king of the jungle. Now, you can say whatever you want is the king of the jungle, but truth be told, the lion is not in the jungle. So, regardless, I had this great paper idea. I was going to go meet with Clifford, like, the following week. And so, we have a friend, Adam. And Adam is also in my class. Thus, he is also trying to come up with an idea for his paper. And he wanted to get ahead of schedule, too. Kudos to him. I applaud that. So he meets with Clifford. And it just so happens that Clifford, out of nowhere, hits the nail on the head and takes the exact idea I was going to write about and gives it to Adam. He had no clue it was me.
Oh, my
that
goodness.
That I had this idea for a paper. And although Adam was apparently there for the conversation, he didn't know about it, which is okay.
Man.
So it made me think about the saying, the early bird gets the worm.
Okay. But wait, let's lay out a timeline. You come up with this great idea.
I come up with an idea
love.
Like a week before Adam meets with Clifford.
Adam wants
to get his idea of
wants,
his own.
He wants a paper.
And Clifford said, Professor Campbell said he would meet with you himself if you don't have an idea. You don't have to come with an idea.
So you have the idea. A week goes by. Adam meets with your professor to come up with an idea. In that meeting, he's given
the same idea.
The same idea that you thought of.
And Adam apparently did not know that that was my idea.
No.
So Adam was like, this is a good idea for a paper, and accepts it.
So Adam comes back from the meeting and goes, I have a great idea for my paper, and I'm excited to write it and get this A.
Yep.
And then he shares it.
And then I say, goodness me, that's my paper. And I felt like the kid in Big Fat Liar when Marty Wolf steals Frankie Muniz's paper.
Oh, man.
And, like, uses it to, like, make movie, Big Fat Liar.
Is it Liar Liar?
No, it's Big Fat Liar with Amanda Bynes. Great movie. Blast from the Past. I also had that along with Snow Dogs in my car. That was my other. But also, what was I about to say? So, essentially, my paper was stolen.
Oh, no.
And so, I can blame Adam all I want, but I really want to talk about the phrase, the early bird gets the worm. And if you'll excuse me, I actually wrote down the way I wanted to write out this comparison and say it to everyone because I thought it was pretty important. So, the early bird, Adam in this case, gets the worm, which is my paper idea. And so, I'm still an early bird because I met with Clifford last week to discuss my idea for the paper.
Which is due when?
It's not due until December 5th, the finals week. It's like the last week of school.
1 month from
regardless.
Now.
So, I was thinking, I'm an early bird, so maybe the earliest bird gets the worm.
Sure.
There are a lot of early birds, but the earliest bird gets the worm. Or should rather I say, in this case, the dirty bird gets the worm.
Ooh.
Because that man stole my paper.
Ooh. Oh, it appears we're getting a phone call. Turn on the phone thing. You have to take it off the hook. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
I'm so sorry. I didn't know it was your paper.
I'm sorry, who is this?
It's Adam.
Is this the dirty bird?
This is the dirty bird.
I am the early bird.
You are Adam says he's the early bird. I believe, Adam, that you are. You might be.
Bird.
You aren't the earliest bird.
Also,
I know
my
voice. Yes, continue. Adam?
Hello?
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah.
Hello?
Oh, okay.
Adam?
Hello?
Yeah, you were going to say something.
I just wanted to say I'm sorry because I stole your paper on it.
No, and that's okay. However, I wouldn't call you the earliest bird either because I actually talked to Clifford, and Clifford told me that he actually has two students. One of them's already in the middle of their second draft.
What?
Like ready for the professor to review it.
Because
he said he'd go back and forth with drafts with you and review them.
Right.
And so Adam isn't the earliest bird, nor is he the earliest bird in our class because I know our good friend Alex Kometz also met with him before Adam.
Shout out to Alex Kometz.
For getting his paper done, for being an early bird.
No, I went to his office with Alex.
There you go.
Oh.
So, hold on. Wait, that's a plot twist. Because I don't think... Because if Alex knew that it was my paper idea, why didn't he speak up?
Oh.
It appears that your gears have been stabbed in the back.
I'm going to let you work that out.
A lot of things are adding to the story. Okay. Well, thank you, Adam, for calling in. Because you just introduced a whole new spectrum to this story.
Yeah, a whole new element.
Thank you, Adam. Appreciate it.
Goodbye.
He might have left, and so I wish him luck studying for his test.
Yes.
Well, then. So I feel bamboozled.
I think
I must say. And I think I must talk to Alex at some point.
I think you should. And I want to know next week how that conversation goes down. But I think right now the moral of the story is that your gears are ground.
Yes. I'm going to quickly remind everyone that you are listening to WJRE on 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio here in Easton, Pennsylvania. The name of the show is... I'm going to mute Jules because she keeps coughing. The name of the show is Gear Grinders. I'm Joseph Sensi, and I'm here with Jules Paleo. Juliana Paleo is her full name. And if you want to visit us and contact us, our website is wjrh.org. And our phone number is 610-330-5316. If you wish to call in, please do. We are always accepting callers. Just please watch your language because the FCC monitors us, and we wish you the best of luck in keeping a well-mannered discussion. Jules, you have you back on the mic because you're done coughing, I assume, or I hope.
Yep.
Hope so. Are you okay? Nope, no, you're not. Okay, we'll keep it up.
You know, it's just that something that grinds my gears is the doctor, so I don't go. So that's all.
Okay. Anyway. All right, well, moving forward, we want to talk about course registration.
Oh, my goodness.
The way it's done here at Lafayette College is early, very early.
No, wait. Do we know if other colleges do it in the same manner?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
I think Lafayette College likes this battle royale kind of system because it's a smaller school, so they're allowed to do this, and they don't have to worry about like kids killing each other. But there's certainly a lot of... You okay? You gonna sneeze? Just give me a face. You can't see it here on the radio, but she's giving the face like she's about to unleash the holiest of sneezes.
I'm okay.
You're good?
Yeah.
If you... almost caught it. It's okay. Regardless, so the way the course registration works here at Lafayette College is at 7 a.m., depending on which class year you are. So the seniors register early, like, first. In terms of days early, not timed early. Right. So, like, they register on, like, say, November 4th, they registered or something like that, or November 9th. Then the next class, the juniors will go, and they'll go, like, November 9th if the seniors went to 4th. And it'll just go back from there in, like, 5 days in increments so that the people who are older get priority over classes. Because they might have classes that they need to take for their schedule to complete their major, and they want to make sure they beat everyone else out because they have to graduate soon. Mm-hmm. So they try to time it out. So essentially, class registration in our school is done at 7 a.m. for all classes, for all grades.
And I think within that's your the year. Part that grinds all our gears.
Yeah.
Because why so early?
And why a school day?
Yeah, why?
They always pick a school day, like a Tuesday or something like that.
What's that about? You know what, though? I would be more, my gears would be more ground if I had to wake up at 7 a.m.
But doesn't it reduce the stress level if you're trying to wake up super early? Let's say you have a class, you have like a test to study for, and you're trying to study.
Yeah.
And like you want to get a good night's rest before, you have to wake up at like 6:30 in the morning.
Sure. That does.
It doesn't make much sense to me.
And you know what? It only takes 30 seconds, not even. So why wake up? Why set all these alarms? Make sure you're wide awake so you don't miss it and you get it right. Why do all that? Just be awake for 30 seconds and then
so a decent amount of teachers, what happens is they get like a large, let's say like I'm taking Econ 101, like a very basic class that a lot of people take, and I'm trying to, and like the way it works is you register for a specific time slot too. It's not just the class. So let's say you go to register for like the 11 a.m. class, right? Mm-hmm. And everyone wants that class, and then I don't get in. I can just email the teacher and get in.
Not necessarily.
A decent amount of time, though.
If you have a good reason. I know someone freshman year who registered for a certain class, and they got into like an 8 a.m. section, and they went to the professor asking for the 10 a.m. section, and when the professor said, why? She said something along the lines of, I'd like to sleep more. And the professor said, good meme, goodbye. Which is fair. Because, I mean...
Well, that's just pure laziness.
Yes, I would agree.
Well, that didn't help their case at all. Well, that's their fault. That's the student's fault.
Yeah, I don't know how we got here.
If you respectfully email the professor, like, you want to take the class, they'll let you in, like, 9 times out of 10. So I don't get why they make it a big stink to make you get up at before 7 a.m. and register.
Also,
and for most of the class, you can just get in anyway.
Just why so early? I suppose they're thinking no one's busy at that time.
No, I think it's because kids have 8 a.m. classes. That's why. But like, why not at night?
Why not at night? I guess people have things.
We have this.
We do have this. I just think it's...
Also, they have it at 7 a.m., like super early. But like, they make it seem like you have to do it immediately at this time at 7 a.m. Meanwhile, the semester for the one you're registering for doesn't start for another 2 months.
Right.
Like, I believe our second semester, our spring semester, at the school begins like January 24th or something like that, and goes to like May 15th.
I want to say 27th because I believe we always return on my brother's birthday, which is January 27th. Shout out to Peter Paleo.
And start thinking about gifts. But really, they just do it way too early, this course registration, and slam dunk kids and stress them out for no reason. They make it a big deal for no reason, I think.
Maybe they just try to, maybe it's like a, what's it called? Like advertising for breakfast, because maybe a lot of kids don't go to breakfast, and so waking them up that early will get them out the door to breakfast.
Who enjoys eating breakfast angry? That can't be it. There's no way they would do that.
I don't know. I just know my gear's ground.
Well, so I never really had an issue with it.
With what?
Registering courses. I've never had an 8 a.m.
However, you haven't had a problem with it?
No.
Or you haven't had an issue with waking up at 7 a.m.?
Well, I get up early. I'm not an insomniac. However, I can get up with on like 4 hours of sleep and be okay for the day.
I'm not
a napper.
That grinds my ears.
I'm not a napper. I don't take naps. I just get up and I'm good for the day.
That's weird.
I think it's because I'm emphatic.
What do you mean?
You know what? Life, in my mind, life is so short. Why waste 3 hours in bed?
Okay, but also, why wake up early and then be miserable for the whole day?
See, that's the point. I'm not miserable.
Aren't you tired?
I can say I'll be unmotivated when it's a school day or if I have work to do, in which case I might like take a little more time to get out of bed. But otherwise, I'm ready to go. I'm like, especially if it's a weekend, I'm like, let's get it.
What?
Yes, absolutely.
What time do you wake up on the weekends?
I would say, usually I go to bed like 1:32 on the weekends.
Sure.
On average. And I probably wake up around 7:30, but I stay in bed until like 9-ish, and then I eventually get up. Okay. But if I wanted to, I can get up at 7:30 and be on my way.
Oh, my God.
I feel well-rested.
So I think we've established that you're an insane person.
Possibly. But regardless, I've never had an issue with course registration. However, a lot of people do. That's the thing. I might be insane.
Yeah.
But this registration thing
is... there you have it. The only person we have on record being okay with it is an insane person.
I'm saying I'm not even okay with it. Now I'm insane.
Oh, that changes
things. That's the thing. And that's why it grinds my gears. Because I think they should cater to the campus. It's the student's decision to register for classes, and it shouldn't be an impediment on their lives to register.
Right. I agree. They should be supporting our education, not making it difficult.
Exactly. Did you want to read a quick advertisement?
Surely.
Get your big blue book of advertisements. Quick shout out to our sponsors. Thank you very much for sponsoring our show here at WJRH, as well as the other shows that are here on WJRH on 104.9 FM.
If you're thinking about getting a GED diploma but need a little more motivation to get on your way, visit the GED Pep Talk Center. They spelled center wrong. Where there are celebrity pep talkers standing by, ranging from a level 1 gentle pep talk from Deborah Jo Rupp all the way up to a level level 13 extreme pep talk from Danny Trejo, I don't know. So whatever level of motivation you need to get your GED diploma, there's a pep talk that's right for you. Call 1-877-38-YOUR-GED. That's YOURGED. Or visit yourged.org for your pep talk and find free GED classes in your area. GED is a registered trademark of the American Council on Education, brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
How do they spell center? I'm just curious.
C-E-N-T-R-E? Yeah.
Said that's normal. That's like, you know, like people can spell gray, G-R-A-Y, that's and weird. G-R-E-Y.
You know what? That grinds my gears. There should be, why are there multiple spellings for things?
Well, then why should, what makes one correct over the other?
Because there should be an accepted one that everyone agrees on. Because of language. And, I don't know. My gears are ground.
I can see that. But I don't think this is an issue that you grind your gears. However, I can see how that could possibly throw you off the center spelling. What other words are like that?
You got gray and gray.
Gray and gray.
You know what?
Center.
It's not the same, but it also grinds my gears in the same way. Effect and effect.
I got that down pat.
I got that down too, but it took me a long time. And it, you know what? It still grinds my effect gears. Is just the verb. The struggle I
can't. That doesn't make any sense. Effect is the verb because we're on the, like, you can't visualize it. The one that starts with A is the verb. A is the
verb. E is the noun. It's like cause and effect. And something is affected. But why? Why we're bother? Infected,
regardless. I don't know.
Why bother with the multiple spellings?
Is it for the goof and the gaff?
It's a waste of everyone's time, and I don't like it.
Jules is quite grounded. I don't know if we're going to make it 8 o'clock. It's 7:46. Are you going to make it 14 minutes?
What do you mean?
Are you going
to
be okay?
I'm heated.
But you're not grounded to the core.
I think I have some water here. No, I don't, because it's not allowed in the studio.
Good call. Thank you. Congratulations. Is there another topic on our list?
Indeed there is. Now, this one is one that's been, it's an issue that's been coming up recently because Halloween has just passed, right?
It's been October 31st has come and gone. We're in November.
It's been about a week since Halloween, Hallow's Eve. And there's a certain type of tune that's been about in the air. And that's Christmas music. And I have to say, I love it. I love Christmas.
And there's nothing wrong with loving Christmas music.
I love the whole thing. I have many ugly Christmas sweaters that I can't wait to break out. So I am excited once the Christmas music comes out. I don't think there's any boundary. But I know it grinds a lot of people's gears when Christmas music is played any other time other than, like, the week of Christmas. And I just don't understand why it's such an issue.
Let me ask you something. Because you said, quote, I love Christmas time. When is Christmas time?
I think it started already.
Which is? Start date. Give me a date.
The day after Halloween.
So November 1st.
Honestly, I start thinking about Halloween, about Christmas before Halloween.
But you control yourself till November 1st.
I stifle my feelings until Halloween has passed.
So it's November 1st? Is that it? November 1st.
Right.
It starts. And ends when?
I'd say like pretty soon after Christmas.
Like the day after?
No, I'd give it a couple weeks at least.
Couple weeks after, that's a while.
It's Christmas time.
So like a week after, like a week after the New Year, so like January 7th?
I think New Year's Eve is its own holiday that takes up a lot of time, but once New Year's Eve is over, you're still surrounded by Christmas decorations.
I think Christmas is mixed in with New Year's Eve a little bit.
Oh, you think so?
I think they're meshed together a little bit. Because like everyone's still coming off the high from Christmas, that they're still excited for the New Year.
Okay.
And I think they kind of ride out the party. Plus, you got your Christmas ham and whatnot, like, still leftovers in the fridge, so it lasts a few days. So by the time you get to, like, December 28th...
Until the leftovers are gone.
That's it?
No, that doesn't last false. Very long.
No, because, like, what if your house has no leftovers? Do you have to stop Christmas earlier than others?
If your house doesn't have leftovers, what are you doing?
What's the thing?
You didn't make enough food.
No, well, I'm saying, like, let's say you didn't host
Christmas. It doesn't matter.
Does your family send home everyone with... You have an Italian family, so I'm guessing they send home people with some food.
You take what you want, and you fight for it, and you take that home.
Oh, it's a battle royale. Absolutely. It's like 7 a.m. all over again.
You take your food, and you run out of the house before anyone realizes what you took.
And they're like, where's the sweet potato mash? And then, next thing you know...
I've been out the door.
Aunt Rita's boogied out the door 20 minutes ago.
Dude.
And she's halfway on, I don't even know, some road in Brooklyn.
I've been out the door with food in my hand, going through the doorway, and I hear, Julia! And I just keep running.
You don't turn.
No, I don't turn around. Because I know what they want. It's usually Patrick. Because I like the red meat, and he likes the red meat, and I'm already out of there.
Goodness me.
Irrelevant. How do we get here? Oh, but you know what else? People say you gotta wait until after Thanksgiving for start celebrating Christmas. I don't think that's true. I think Thanksgiving is a nonsense holiday. Because what do you do?
That is... Hold on. I think it's a nonsense basis for a holiday. I think it's a silly holiday.
I agree.
I think it's a silly holiday.
Think about it.
We eat the driest bird in the world.
Let me ask you a question.
On Thanksgiving, but it's damn good food.
Can I ask you a personal question?
Personal. Here we go.
Pillow talk. How do you celebrate Thanksgiving in your family?
Thanksgiving. Okay. So first of all, I don't have a huge family. Nowhere near as big as yours.
Okay.
We're all younger family too. My sister is the oldest, and she's 25.
I am the youngest, and I'm 20.
Yeah. So there you go. So regardless, we usually have it at my house because my parents are the only ones that can cook. At all. Like my aunt like caters for Market Basket, and we're not about to have a Market Basket Christmas or Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
Regardless, so Susan, my mom, and my dad make a nice meal. They plan it all out. They used to get started ahead of time, and we usually have it like a turkey, the basics, mashed potatoes, corn, carrots, peas, hot biscuits. We get the biscuits out. Cranberry sauce.
Like, okay. The food. Okay. How many people come over?
At most 10.
Okay. Do you get dressed up?
We're a family of five.
Wait, do you get dressed up?
No. It's casual.
Okay. See, all right. Here we are. I think the food on Thanksgiving is delicious. Well, everyone's hanging out. That's nice.
You don't wear your pajamas, but like, right, you certainly don't get up in a button down.
Okay. The food is great. Everyone's hanging out. You know, family spirit. Everyone's thankful. You know,
thankful for what?
Yeah, that's thankful. Thankful in air quotes.
That's
right,
we can
there.
Argue Thanksgiving, but continue.
But you get dressed up just to walk around your own kitchen. It seems a little nonsense.
That's why we don't get dressed up. And I have it in my house, so my clothes are right there if I want to get changed. But the thing is, since we're a more younger, vibrant family, there's a lot of going on in the basement when the family's cooking the dinner.
What do you mean?
It's still being cooked, like. We're like playing with Nerf guns. We're running around the house.
Oh,
it's
like
active.
The heads up.
And I don't want to be sweating in my button down.
Well, that's the thing. It makes no sense to get dressed up just to stay in the house.
I'm popping baby Diana with like 20 Nerf darts, and I got to make sure I'm limber. I can't be in all suited up and stuff like that. I got to be able to be a little flexible with my athletic shorts
baby
on.
Baby Diana is your younger cousin.
Yeah, she's actually not a baby. She's probably like 10 now. But regardless, I can't be all stiff and suited up when I got to be popping Nerf bolts.
I think maybe that Christmas music before that is there's nothing wrong with that. And you know what?
We're talking about Christmas. Goodness
yeah. If you think that it's not acceptable, I would like to hear why. Because I just don't get it. Because besides the fact that it's like in the spirit of Christmas and you're feeling the vibes and it's great, there's some pretty really good songs.
No, but
there.
That's the point. That's the reason I might. Argue. I'm on your side. I like Christmas music a lot. It gets me excited.
Yeah.
I'm a happy person. So I like to hear happy music. And Christmas music is right up that alley.
Okay.
Regardless, I think there's only so many good Christmas hits that if you start using them too early, you beat a dead horse a little bit. And they kind of dry up.
But they don't dry up.
They don't dry up. They dry up for a bit. When you're like early December and you've already been playing it for a month, let's say, for all of November... It's getting a little dry, and like,
I don't think so.
I can only hear Drummer Boy 30 times before I want to die.
You play the jams for a long time, get you into it, and then once December rolls around and everyone's accepting it and getting into the spirit and there's decorations and the spirit is in the air, then you can play the classics that you wouldn't normally play beforehand.
So like,
you ease
all
into
I want for Christmas that. Isn't, are you saying it's not a classic? Are you referring to the classic as like an old school Christmas
hit? Yeah, old school.
So like, your boy Brucey, hot on the mic. Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah.
That's like a classic.
No, I would play that now.
You play that now.
I'm talking like, Santa Claus is coming to town. All like Let It
Snow. That's Bruce Springsteen. That was literally Bruce Springsteen, Santa Claus coming to town.
No, the original one. Not the Santa Claus.
But
like Santa
Claus. Drummer Boy.
Claus.
We'll say Drummer Boy.
Yeah, okay, sure.
Boom, 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 boom.
Those, I don't know how to explain it. All the hits you can play sooner, all the ones you have on in the background of Christmas. Of like the meal
of a party.
When everyone's gathering.
Like a casual party, like background music.
Daddy, wait. December.
Okay. You have to wait till December 1st.
No, you don't even have to wait. If you like it, listen to it sooner. Because
no,
it's amazing.
But I'm saying,
I love Christmas music.
We have to have a standard.
No.
Yes.
Let the people listen.
But some people don't want to listen. And you should cater to all the other. See, the thing is, Christmas music should not be listened to in headphones. It should be blasted.
That's true.
But if some people in the room don't want, if like, I don't want to hear hard rap.
Mm-hmm.
During March, I don't know. Let's say there was a day.
But that's the thing. I don't know.
Like, let's say
there's no. It's okay. You're talking about not liking a type of music, so you want to leave the room. This is a type of music that everyone loves, only in a certain time, and then at the like other times of the year, everyone hates it.
Let's say everyone...
You know what I mean? It's not that you don't like the genre. It's that you only like it at a specific time. Why? Why are you like this? Please, I want to know.
Because it's coupled with the holiday. That's what they're saying.
No, but it's so much more than the holiday. Or even if it's coupled with the holiday, you're bringing the holiday. You're getting that spirit. You know? Like, you got everything going on at Christmas time, and it's so much better. But sometimes if it's, you know, the summer, like another time, you don't have any of that. So all you have is the music.
I think that's all you have. I think going back to your discussion, our discussion about how like there's certain hits you can play and there's certain ones you shouldn't. No, I think that's fair. Like All I Want for Christmas or Last Christmas by Wham, any which day. Is, I gotta say, Last Christmas by Wham might be the top of my list.
No way. Over I think All I Want.
All I Want for Christmas is good, but I think Last Christmas hits me right in the feels. Especially because after the recent Mariah Carey thing where she absolutely obliterated the Times Square performance.
Don't think about that.
That like killed the Christmas vibe for me for that song a little bit.
You don't listen to
and
that.
And I still get, no, you can't listen to that.
When she comes out to sing that, which you do, this is a tip, you mute the TV and then you play
the recording.
The recording. Okay, really fair loud. Enough.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I'll play certain songs, but I don't want to blast too many. Out of respect for others who don't agree with this whole Christmas starts please, November 1st ideology.
If you feel that it's not okay, please let us know by calling the number 610-330-5316.
But you only got about 3 minutes because we have to get off and the next show starts at 8. So yeah. We're going to start wrapping it up pretty soon.
All right, fine.
So maybe save it to next week. Really think about your decision because Jules seems pretty heated about this and I don't want to set her off too soon.
Joseph, shall we wrap up the show by playing a Christmas tune?
No. Because this...
My ears!
Maybe if next week's discussion settles the debate, in which it is in your favor...
It's not a debate.
Then we'll play it. The controversy.
Well...
Situation.
My ears are ground more than ever.
We'll use that negative energy and turn it into positive energy with coming with a better argument for next week for a possible debater that we may have on our show that may talk about why they do not or do enjoy Christmas music around this time.
Okay.
Because I want to actually get down to the bottom of this, because this has been always a question in my life, amongst me and many others, of when is an appropriate time to play Christmas music. No one wants to hear that. No one wants to hear people breathing into the microphone.
I'm showing people how heated I am.
Respect the game. Okay. Thank you. Anyway, so...
All right. This has been Gear Grinders with Joseph Sensi and Juliana... We're getting a call at the last minute.
You're hot.
Hello?
Yes.
Could I request to finish off the show? Can we listen to Monster Mash?
We don't have enough time, unfortunately. It's 7:58, and we have to make way for the next show.
We're going
to
start off the next show with Monster Mash.
We'll start off the next show with Monster Mash. We will do that just for you.
All right, deal. You're the best.
No problem. Okay, bye-bye.
And thank you to all our listeners who didn't call in but are out there. We appreciate
all of you, whether you're on the show hot in the air or not. Thank you for being with us tonight.
And as I was saying, this has been Gear Grinders. I'm Juliana Paleo here with
Joseph Sensi.
This is, you have been listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, located in Easton, Pennsylvania.
And visit our website at wjrh.org or call in at our phone number at 610-330-5316. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Appreciate your time, and have a wonderful night, and finish your homework. It's Sunday night. Get your homework done. Monday's around the corner, and you might have a test tomorrow or a quiz. Study for all of them. Your parents pay good money.
Good luck. Good luck this week in all your endeavors.
Yes.
Thank you.
And safe travels for those listening on the car radio.
Okay.
Okay. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye.